It may take a while for world governments to work out exactly how to pay for rebuilding Iraq, but the U.S. Agency for International Development is pressing ahead with its plans to award reconstruction contracts. It has picked a Washington, D.C.-based firm to help revamp Iraq's educational system, and it's chosen a North Carolina nonprofit group to help local government respond to citizens' needs. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The education contract will go to Creative Associates International. The firm will get $65 million in the first year to help Iraq begin overhauling its schools. The company will distribute desks, computers, and copying machines, and basic supplies like paper and pencils. It will also retrain teachers and help Iraqi officials put together a new curriculum. Andrew Natsios, who heads the U.S. Agency for International Development, says this is no small undertaking.
The teachers need to be trained in more Socratic method, where there's questions and people are allowed to give their opinion. You don't use the rote method, where there's a debate in class. You'd never have a debate in an Iraqi classroom right now over any issue.
Natsios says Iraqi schoolchildren have been deluged with propaganda, glorifying war and Saddam Hussein. Creative Associates International won the USAID contract in part because of its track record in Afghanistan, where it's also helping reform the education system. When the Taliban fell, the company set up an office in Kabul, organized a national education conference, and then helped the new Ministry of Education as it scrambled to revise textbooks. The new government wanted to tone down their violent imagery and their stress on fundamentalist Islam. It was a challenge, according to Noy Villalojos of Creative Associates International. There weren't enough computers or people who knew how to use them.
On top of everything, they did not have electricity at the Ministry of Education.
The company provided staff and equipment to help key in the edits, got the books printed in Indonesia, and airlifted to Afghanistan.
We've chartered 8 cargo planes, each one with 50 tons of textbooks. The rest will come by ocean freight at the end of May.
Creative Associates International is now developing training courses for teachers that will be beamed to them by radio. In Iraq, USAID wants all children back in school. Currently, only a third attend secondary school. Mary Faith Montcours of Creative Associates International says her firm's confronting the same challenge in Afghanistan, where the situation is actually more dire.
You're working with 8-10 years of, in most cases, no education, no schooling. That's why you have some teenagers that are reporting for first grade.
The other contract that USAID just awarded for $7.9 million went to a nonprofit group called RTI. RTI's Vice President for International Development, Ron Johnson, says his organization will work with local governments
to help improve the basic services such as sewer, water, streets, garbage collection, and to help citizens groups to get more involved with local government and to have a real influence on the priorities that are set.
Iraqis aren't used to this. They've always gotten marching orders from Baghdad.
One of the first tasks, both with respect to community groups and with local government officials themselves, is to recognize that the decisions are going to be made at the local level.
Development experts say building local democracy and retooling the education system could be far trickier than repairing Iraq's physical infrastructure, its roads, power plants, and so on. The big contract for that work could be awarded as early as next week. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.